99.9 Radio USA Toes, the Zach Brown Band there. It's 6:53, 41 degrees, and we've got great music on the way. Billy Currington's A Girl is on the way, but right now it's time to get weird on the Weird News. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A Florida man came off a little bit unbalanced after finding out his checkbook account was overdrawn. So he tried to get back at the, well, get back in the black, if you will, by robbing the bank. James Patrick Andrews tried making a withdrawal from the ATM outside the bank, but he found out he didn't have any cash available. When he asked a live teller about the situation, he got the same answer, at which point he gave her a note demanding $1,000, which she handed over. Andrews climbed into a passing car to flee the scene. Officers pulled the car over later that day, but it was being driven by a woman who had no clue what had happened. Her boyfriend admitted to giving Andrews a ride, but insisted he had no idea the guy had just robbed the bank in the course of his errands. So how about this one? Maybe the guy got away with it, but I doubt that. He has an account at the bank, right? Two British burglars were left with egg on their face when they caused a five-hour police standoff after breaking into a cafe to steal some quiche. The men, who are not identified, smashed a window at a restaurant in northern England and climbed in to grab a quick breakfast. But that plan got scrambled when cops responded to an alarm. The men apparently panicked and armed themselves with knives from the cafe's kitchen. And they insisted they would not surrender peacefully. The cafe owner says, when I got there, there were about 15 police cars outside. They were all over the place. There were negotiators of all sorts. They had riot gear on and tasers. He said it was like something you see on the telly. Remember, this is Britain now, so the telly. And finally, a Florida man had no beef with his local Save-A-Lot supermarket, but he wanted to go to jail. So he loaded up his shopping cart with meat and walked out the front door. Cops responded to a 911 call about the incident, and they spotted Anthony Moore calmly sitting by the side of the road with the meat-laden shopping cart parked next to him. When an officer asked what was going on, Moore replied that he'd called to turn himself in and simply wanted to be taken to prison. The stakes turned out to be just enough for Moore, who was locked up because he was unable to post the $1,000 bail for the retail theft charges. That is your Weird News this morning at 6:56.
Lundgren's is proud to show you America's freshest